So tell me about this this project, urban farming. Is this for kids who have failed something, or is this an extra? Like, how do you do this?
Well, it's a project that involves the terrain that the school is situated on. We've got a property of about 22 acres in the heart of the city. And so last year, the school decided that we wanted to have a project that would put this this terrain to use, would also have a positive environmental impact, and would integrate as many of the programs of study we had at the school. So we came up with this idea of a techno farm, which would be a number of urban agriculture installations around the school where students could conduct various scientific and technological projects. So it's not really just for summer school. It's we're doing projects year-round, and we're also integrating groups from the community.
Okay, so what are you doing there? What are you growing?
Last year we did test growth of peppers, eggplants, squashes, and so forth. But really the point was to test some of the soil remediation projects that we had been carrying out last year, because the soil in NDG isn't very good, and especially on our terrain, it's quite poor. So we conducted a cafeteria food waste audit, and we found that over the course of a year, we generate about 6 dump truck fulls of food waste in the cafeteria, and also student snacks and things like that. So we put into place a school-wide composting program where the students collect food waste, and they designed and build a number of compost containers and bins. And they've been composting for about a year, and now we've got 6 flower beds that we've planted with the remediated soil that they've generated on their own.
See, it's interesting. I'm speaking about Andre Chomsky, who's a science teacher at Villamaria High School. I thought the soil in parts of NDG was very fertile, like lower NDG, sort of down around Sherbrooke, Melrose, and Benny Farm used to be.
We're right on the side of the mountain,
yeah.
Actually.
Okay.
So we have a lot of the runoff. So actually the students conducted the grade 7 students did a soil analysis project this year all over the grounds of the school and on the side of the mountain. And they were able to tie it into various, geological processes that happen.
Yeah.
And so they got to understand why in some places we have good soil and other places, and this can be in very close proximity, can be very poor.
Sure. Yeah, because back in the day, there were some, that's what they did basically in lower NDG was to farm, right?
Actually, historically, on certain places at Villa Maria, the CND, the Congregation de Notre Dame Nuns, actually had an urban farm. That's right. We have some amazing archival photos of that.
What do you know, since you've probably been looking into this, about the Montreal melon? You ever heard of that?
Yeah, actually, we have, and we're right now looking to put into place a research project in conjunction with Marianopolis College, who also has that CND heritage, to look into the urban agriculture that's been historically carried on in the NDG area, of which the melon was a part.
Is this melon exist now? Is it extinct? Are there seeds?
That I don't know. That's going to be part of our research.
Because I would love to. I remember reading about this, and it was apparently quite the thing. They used to grow it all through down like where, basically Decarie is.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of urban agriculture that was historically going on in that area, so we want to take a look at that. But again, driven by the students, it's important for them to, make links and connections to the heritage.
So that's cool. So is there any, can people drop by during the summer and take a look at what you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Part of our mandate under the, we're part of the Nova Science program that's run by the Ministry of the Economy, Science and Innovation, is to do community outreach. And so we've been working with a program at the local, at the NDG YMCA called CIVER. That's an environmental leadership program. So we have youths who are members or interns in that program come and work at the farm, and other schools in the community. And it's definitely that's something that's part of our mandate, is to make it available to the community.